Unit 3, page 36, Literature, Exercise 2, About a Boy by Nick Hornby.
Marcus is a schoolboy who lives with his mom, who has depression. Marcus has a hard time at school. He gets bullied a lot, especially because of the clothes his mom makes him wear. Recently, Marcus has started to become friends with Will, a rich, lazy man who buys him new sneakers. Here, Marcus and his mom are going home after visiting Will at his apartment.
"You're not going around there again,"
she said on the way home. Marcus knew she'd say it, and he also knew that he'd take no notice, but he argued anyway.
"Why not?"
"If you've got anything to say, you say it to me. If you want new clothes, I'll get them."
"But you don't know what I need."
"So tell me."
"I don't know what I need. Only Will knows what I need."
"Don't be ridiculous."
"It's true. He knows what things kids wear."
"Kids wear what they put on in the mornings."
"You know what I mean."
"You mean that he thinks he's trendy, and that he knows which sneakers are fashionable, even though he doesn't know the first thing about anything else."
That was exactly what he meant. That was what Will was good at, and Marcus thought he was lucky to have found him.
"We don't need that kind of person. We're doing all right our way."
Marcus looked out of the bus window and thought about whether this was true, and decided it wasn't, that neither of them were doing all right, whichever way you looked at it.
"If you are having trouble, it's nothing to do with what shoes you wear. I can tell you that for nothing."
"No, I know, but..."
"Marcus, trust me, okay? I've been your mother for 12 years. I haven't made too bad a job of it. I do think about it. I know what I'm doing."
Marcus had never thought of his mother in that way before, as someone who knew what she was doing. He had never thought that she didn't have a clue either. It was just that what she did with him, for him, to him, didn't appear to be anything like that. He had always looked at being a mother as straightforward. Something like, say, driving. Most people could do it, and you could mess it up by doing something really obvious, by driving your car into a bus, or not telling your kid to say please and thank you and sorry. There were loads of kids at school, he reckoned, kids who stole and swore too much and bullied other kids, whose moms and dads had a lot to answer for. If you looked at it that way, there wasn't an awful lot to think about. But his mom seemed to be saying that there was more to it than that. She was telling him she had a plan. If she had a plan, then he had a choice. He could trust her, believe her when she said she knew what she was doing. Or he could decide that, actually, she was out of her mind. Either way, it was scary. He didn't want to put up with things as they were. But the other choice meant he'd have to be his own mother. And how could you be your own mother when you were only 12? He could tell himself to say please and thank you and sorry. That was easy. But he didn't know where to start with the rest of it. He didn't even know what the rest of it was. He hadn't even known until today that there was a rest of it.